Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, in the United States of America, you find people incarcerated. You find prisons, jails, and I'm talking literally millions, more than a million prisoners on the American soil. When you compare it to a country that implements Islamic law, no one would dare to steal. Why? Because he knows the punishment is losing your right hand. No one would kill unless he is or he has reached the utmost level of rage and anger, and he knows that he will be punished for that. That is why we have so less crimes, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah, than the Western civilizations. And if those non-Muslims, disbelievers, would apply the Sharia law, they would have zero crime rate, or at least way beyond what they are thinking. Because what makes a person commit a crime? We have a saying that whoever is in safety and security from punishment, he will misbehave. When I know that in class, if I stand up and I throw a paper on the teacher, if I know that nothing will happen, what do you expect the students to do? This is the norm. But when they know that if someone does this, he will be expelled, or he will be in detention for a week, or he will have to do this or that, the students will think twice whenever there's appropriate punishment. And in Islam, these punishments are governed and they are restricted to a certain law that is neither too soft nor too harsh. And that is why Allah says in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. This is strange. The ayah translates to, O you who have brains and intellect to think with, you have life in equal punishment, meaning killing a free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, a woman for a woman. This execution, this equal punishment results in life. So one would say, how can I execute someone and life results from that? It's very easy. If you don't execute the murderer who deliberately killed an innocent person, if you do not execute him, then you are encouraging others to follow suit. But once you execute one person in front of the whole community, he killed someone and that is why we're killing him, then you have 100 wannabe killers rejecting this idea, because I don't want to die. Yes, I'd like to kill, but if this is going to cause me to lose my life, it's not worth it. So life results from such prescribed punishment. Security results from such prescribed punishment. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ ordered the murderers to be treated in the same fashion. So their hands, right hands were chopped, their feet were chopped, they're also made to lose their eyes with the same fashion, and then left in al-harrah for dead, thirsty, not being given water until they died, exactly as they have done with the shepherd. Okay, so do we have any questions? Yes.
My question is regarding the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said that one of his companions, he was fighting very bravely. So the Prophet ﷺ said that he is in hell when the other companions praised him. So can this be, means other people might say that, you know, this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ prophesized kind of. So they might say that the Prophet ﷺ knew the future. So can you answer that, please?
First of all, the Prophet ﷺ, like any other person on earth, like the angels, like everyone other than Allah, does not know the unseen, the future, the ghaib. And this is mentioned clearly in Surah An-Naml, that no one knows the unseen in the heavens and the earth except Allah. And also it is mentioned in the Quran, that in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, that only Allah Azza wa Jal shows whom he wishes about certain things in the unseen. So such prophecies are natural for a prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet him himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, declared, as mentioned in Surah Al-Jinn, that I do not know the unseen. And if I were to know the unseen, I would have chosen something that would befit me, that's good for me. So no one knows the unseen except those prophets or angels that Allah Azza wa Jal shows them. Not that they know the unseen forever, only specific incidents Allah tells them that this would happen. Any more questions?
There's a hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said, if I'm right, it's a Sahih hadith, in which the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they were asking that they were going to conduct a night raid on one of the enemy tribes. So they asked the Prophet about killing the women and children. So the Prophet ﷺ said that even the women and the children are part of them. That is, they are mushrikeen. So does this implicate that the Prophet ﷺ was saying that kill them?
There is no such a hadith to my recollection. Maybe you've got it mixed up with another hadith when the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that there will be an army coming to attack Al-Kaaba, and then Allah Azza wa Jal would make the land slide and they will be swallowed by earth. So Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, asked him, O Prophet of Allah, what about the children and the women? And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that they will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment in accordance to their niyyah, their intention. So this is a hadith I know. And also in another hadith, what about those who were serving, those who were cooking, who did not have anything to do with the killing or the attack? The Prophet said they will be resurrected in accordance to their intention. For the hadith you're quoting, I do not know it. That the Prophet said that the women and the children are considered part of them, to my knowledge, it's not a hadith. However, the ruling applies when a fight or a war is taking place. So if they attack our cities and they bomb our cities, and as a retaliation, the Muslim army has to bomb and conquer their cities. But by bombing their cities, casualties must result. Children, women, those were unintentional. So they fall under the category of the collateral damage. This was not intended. This is different than someone going into a mall or into a restaurant or boarding a bus or a plane and blowing himself, killing tens and hundreds of civilians who had nothing to do against Islam or to fight Islam. This is completely different.
Sheikh, this question is regarding to the previous episodes wherein you said a pregnant woman cannot get married.
Yes.
In this case, the scenario was if a boy and a girl, they accept that they had committed fornication and now the girl is pregnant. And in this case, he cannot get married. The thing is he should repent. The both of them should repent and she should deliver the child.
True.
In Islamic countries, in Islamic government, should the government give them the 100 lashes first and then they get married, or they will get married as they have told that we have asking forgiveness from God Almighty?
For the man, as long as he did not confess and he did not come forward, his repentance is between him and Allah. So he has no fear of being flogged. As for the girl, because she has something that cannot be resulted except through fornication. So even if she does not confess, this is by itself an evidence and she has to be flogged if she were in an Islamic country. Meaning that she's delivering in an Islamic society where these prescribed punishment is being implemented. However, to my recollection, I don't think that this is implemented anywhere, especially that people try to conceal such a sin. So if she is in a small clinic giving birth, etc., they would try to cover this up rather than make a scene out of it.
Question is that if a victim is thrown into a river and he dies, so in the Islamic country, does the same to a murderer, but he escapes. So does he have to be killed again or have to be left?
He was thrown into a river. Okay.
And he died. So in an Islamic state, the judge does the same to the murderer, but he escapes. So does he have to be killed or left?
So this question, in short, a man drowns a person to death. The murderer is caught. The judge orders him to be drowned. And he's thrown into the same river. But the man is a good swimmer and he runs away. So khalas, it's done? No, the judge has to capture him again and then take him to a swimming pool maybe so that he would not be able to run away. He has to be executed. Running away from the punishment does not mean that, oh, alhamdulillah, you win. No, you have to be executed for your crime. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.